And joining us in studio, wow, we get a twofer. We've got from Roots Community School, we've got Aaron Fielding, who is the managing director of Roots Community School, and Jill Christensen, a parent of a child, or more than one?
Four children.
Whoa!
That's right.
Are they all at Roots?
They are.
Wow, yep. Fantastic. Well, welcome to the studio. It's good to have you. Last time you were here, I think we were just getting ready for the big auction.
We were.
That was a hoot.
Yeah, it was so much fun. You did a phenomenal job as our host.
Oh, you guys are giving me way too much credit. It's just been a hoot, though. And you raised a sufficient amount of money, I take it.
We did. We went above our goal.
Yes.
We are so excited by all of our support.
Yes, yeah. That is such good news right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. But what are we here to talk about today?
Well, today we're talking about our move into the community center.
Yes.
We're really excited about this move. We're going to be one of the partners at the community center. So we're really excited to make this announcement.
That's great. Yeah. What's that going to mean to Roots?
So for us, we're a nonprofit community school. We were formed after a group of teachers and parents felt inspired to fill a want in the Valley. And so for us, it really means getting involved in the community, and even more so than we are now. Community service is important to us, but for us to be in the heart of the community, that's what the community center will be. For us to be in the heart of that, where we can partner and really reach out, it's going to mean a lot to us. It is one of our core values, community. So we're really excited that we can expand what we do into the community.
Wow. And Jill, with four children attending there, that's got to be pretty exciting for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. We love Roots where it's at, and we love everything that it stands for and the opportunity it provides. But moving into the community center is just going to be a big game changer for a lot of what we can do and what we can do for our own student body, but outside of that as well.
That's great. And the good news is, I would assume that being this early, making that move, that they'll be able to actually help out in terms of customizing some space for you. Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, we're actually going to be renting the upstairs space from them. We'll have our own entrance, so we're going to be away from the comings and goings of the rest of the building. You know, we get to have our own thing upstairs, which is great. And then as they build it and we'll contribute, we'll get a space that will exactly fit our needs, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And do you anticipate that this will increase the opportunity for more students to attend?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is what's great is now instead of focusing on a building, which we have been doing, now we can focus on scholarships and open up our doors to even more students and make our student body even more diverse than it is today. Because we do have a lot of needs in our school. We have a lot of kids who felt underserved in the communities they came from.
Yeah.
So we're excited that with our special programs, even, you know, if it's through after school programs, summer programs, we're really excited at offering what we are to more of the Valley, even if it's not through enrollment, which we hope it will be, but we also hope that it's through other programs as well.
And it's important. I'm going to go ahead, Jill.
I was just going to say, too, and Roots is acquiring a preschool, which, I mean, every kid in the Valley needs access to good preschool, and part of that will be a program that builds educational foundational principles to help those students learn how to learn, and then they'll take them into all the schools in the Valley.
That's great. And We should really be clear that this is not a private school. It's a community school.
Yes, we're a nonprofit. So everything that we make goes right back into the program. Mm-hmm. And for us, part of that program is community and how we serve and give back. So when you donate to Roots, it's a pay it forward thing. So we're teaching our students, you know, community is important, giving is important. So when we receive donations and support, it's important that we also support other organizations as well and the rest of the community.
Mm-hmm. And I know the 7 Acres Foundation, along with the community center at Lake Chelan, they've got certain principles and criteria that they're looking for in partners. How does that all marry up for you?
I think one of the biggest things is that we really are community oriented as they are. They're really about inclusion. Mm-hmm. It's really about serving everybody in the community, really focusing on the underserved as well. For us, we believe in that. I know you think community school is just for some students. It's not. Our programs are for everybody, and we can reach out to a lot more people in a place like the community center. So I think it's going to be a really good marriage between our ideas of community and support. I don't know, Jill, do you want to add?
Yeah, and just the programs that we see ourselves, we envision for our future, you know, community plays, music and art collaborations with other organizations in the Valley, sporting activities, and then, you know, kids clubs and things like that. those are huge opportunities for us to reach more people outside of our student body.
What would your ultimate goal be in terms of student population? Do you have one?
We want to be at about 60 students in our, we're a little over that now. We're going to go back down, but we're still open for enrollment for next year. But about 60 students in our K through 6 program. We want our preschool program to really open up. We offer a really special program that teaches students how to learn before you learn. So that helps kind of give this really great foundation for learning, so disabilities, learning disabilities don't crop up. So for us to be able to offer that to the Valley, so no matter what school they go into, they're going to have a really wonderful foundation before they even get into kindergarten.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that.
That is exciting, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would imagine parents would be excited about that because you don't think about it. You just take your kids to school, you dump them off, and go learn.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now we're going to say, hey, look, there's a way to learn.
Yes.
How cool is that? How much of the teaching is interactive?
100%. I will say that we really do focus on this individualized learning. Mm-hmm. So there is a time in the day where our students are expected to do some student-led learning.
Oh.
So while teachers are doing some very small group instruction, our students are expected to complete goals and tasks that they have set for themselves with their teacher on Monday morning. So it's really important that although teachers are in there 100% of the time, there's times, too, where students are expected to own their education.
Mm-hmm. And do you all at Roots Community School, do you recognize that students learn in different ways and you meet those kids where they are? Is that kind of the idea?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So much so. Yeah. I can share, attest to that with four kids in the program. One thing that we discovered early on, our second son, when he was learning to read, we realized he doesn't learn the same way that our first son did. He struggled. He was really frustrated with the phonetic way of learning. And we did some research, and what we kind of labeled it as a right brain learning. It's the type of brain that sometimes in traditional education, they're not taught to that, and they end up with labels, the dys labels, dyslexic, mm-hmm. things like that. But we were able to find a program early on that was for what we now know as a visual spatial learner, and we've discovered a community of those visual spatial learners at Roots. There's a subset of our students that are very much, they need to be taught differently. And so we're able to do that at Roots.
Wow, that's great. What else do folks need to know about this new union with the community center at Lake Chelan?
I think that it's important to know that, I think their website says it really well. I can't remember in my notes here, Jill. Do you remember what their website says about?
On the Roots, or the community center website, mm-hmm. it talks about leveraging the power of community and expansion of partnerships and collaborations for the good of all in our valley, and that's definitely what we stand for too.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So,
and
yeah.
I would add too, Jeff, that we are talking with both school districts right now on how we can partner and help each other, programs we can put together so all of our kids in the valley are, you know, perhaps on a swim team together, mm-hmm. or, you know, just looking at these opportunities to bring us together as one. We're talking with Claudia Shipman from the Chamber of Commerce. They're starting the Latino Community Council. So we're in talks with them on how we can partner with the council to emphasize equality, diversity, and belonging in the Valley. So I really think that that's our most important message is we really want this feeling of inclusion in the Valley. We want everyone to have a place to go to where they feel like they're a part of this community, because we are. Mm-hmm. We're all one in this community. And I'm so excited. I mean, we've lived here for years. And it would be nice to see one big community here. Yeah. It would be really exciting.
Absolutely.
And it's in our name, Roots Community School. We are very much about community and creating that feeling.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I think the whole community is excited. I know from the auction, the community is excited. Wow. Again, that was just phenomenal. And by the way, did anybody figure out who Mrs. Peacock was? Or what about Colonel Mustard? That was out of control. Everybody was a clue figure, character. It was crazy.
I have to say I figured most of them out, but I am not at liberty to say who they are. But yes, that was a lot of fun having clue characters.
Yes, I thought fitting. I was telling folks about that. It's just so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in today, guys.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
And congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
There it is. Roots Community School making a move as a partner with the Community Center at Lake Chelan. Very cool. It's 8:58 now at KOZI, second cup of coffee, and more of your calls coming up.